Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of motivation and self-love. Ever feel like you're constantly playing judge and jury to yourself? Like a tiny critic in your head that never shuts up about all your perceived flaws and mistakes? Well, today we're diving into something super important, practicing self-compassion and forgiveness. You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of giving yourself a little grace, you spiral into a whirlwind of guilt and shame? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not robots, we're humans who make mistakes. It's part of the beautiful, messy tapestry of life. Today, let's talk about rewiring that inner critic and learning to be our own best friends. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend for tripping over their words or spilling coffee on themselves, right? So why do we treat ourselves with such harshness when things don't go perfectly? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that self-compassion muscle. First, recognize your inner critic. It's like a little voice in your head, constantly whispering negativity. Pay attention to what it says and start to identify the patterns. Is it always focusing on your shortcomings? Does it make you feel inadequate or unworthy? Recognizing this voice is the first step to silencing its power. Next, treat yourself with kindness. Just like you would a good friend, offer yourself words of encouragement and support. When you stumble, instead of saying, "Ugh, I'm so stupid," try, "Okay, that didn't go as planned, but it's okay. What can I learn from this?" Remember, mistakes are learning opportunities. Third, practice mindfulness. Paying attention to the present moment can help you detach from those negative thoughts. When you feel yourself spiraling into self-criticism, take a few deep breaths and focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This can help ground you and bring you back to the here and now. Fourth, practice forgiveness. Holding on to past mistakes only hurts you in the long run. Learn to forgive yourself for those moments when you didn't measure up to your own expectations. Everyone makes mistakes. It's what makes us human. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with people who lift you up and support your growth. Avoid those who constantly bring negativity into your life. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who believe in you and your worth. Ever been in a situation where you were really hard on yourself for a mistake? Maybe you forgot an important appointment or messed up a presentation at work. I know I have. And you know what? It's those moments that teach us the most about ourselves, about our resilience, and about how to treat ourselves with kindness even when things don't go as planned. Think about a time when you really beat yourself up over something. How did it make you feel? Did it motivate you to do better next time, or did it just leave you feeling drained and discouraged? Chances are, that harsh self-criticism didn't actually help you learn from the experience. It probably just made you feel worse about yourself. Instead of getting caught up in the negativity, try this. Acknowledge the mistake, take responsibility for it, and then focus on what you can learn from it. What could you have done differently? How can you prevent the similar situation from happening again? And remember, even if things don't go perfectly, there is always an opportunity to grow and learn. So here's the takeaway. Be your own best friend. Treat yourself with the same kindness, compassion, and understanding that you would offer to someone you love. Remember, we are all works in progress, and it's okay to make mistakes. What matters is how we learn from them and move forward. Ready to take action? Start by practicing some self-compassion today. Write down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, big or small. And when you find yourself criticizing yourself, stop and ask yourself, "Would I say this to a friend?" If the answer is no, then it's time to treat yourself with more kindness. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little self-compassion boost. And until next time, keep thriving.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.